Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. Hate to say goodbye to a bowling alley, but we are, aren't we, Seamus?
That's right, Bob. Skyway Lanes on the far south side, this is at 99th and Torrance, closed its doors for the last time on Sunday. There's about 12 bowling alleys left in the city of Chicago right now. There used to be about 100 during its heyday, but Skyway Lanes, they signaled the end was near about a year ago. They were saw declining leagues, less drop-ins, and then a lot of rising costs to keep this building going. But we had written about it, and it got some publicity, and they raised about $25,000, which turns out really just extended their life for an extra year. But the bills stacked up, people started going away again, and so they finally. Ended it on Sunday. They had a big party and lots of people that had been bowling there for 50, 60 years, bringing their kids there. They'd grown up there, showed up. So they had a big celebration, but it was a sad night. They were signing bowling pins for fans that stopped by. But just a great place. And they said it was more than a bowling alley. It was really kind of a community center. They would have birthday parties there and graduation parties. They just had a lot of space. And there's, on the south side, there aren't just always these community spaces. So sometimes the bowling alley became the one to go to.
Right. Yeah, a gathering place. It looks like in Illinois, cell phones are going to be restricted. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, this is kind of a talker. The legislature is working on a bill that would ban cell phones in all schools in Illinois, really with an emphasis on elementary and middle schools. That would be an outright ban during the school day. High schools would be a little, you'd be more up to the schools on actually how they wanted to put it into place. Obviously, there's more kids with cell phones in high schools and a lot more sports and things to arrange with parents after hours. But it passed the House just recently. It's going to go to the Senate. It actually made it through the Senate last year. J.B. Pritzker made this a big part of his platform. He wanted to push it. So we'll see how it goes. The pushback has mostly been on the logistical side of it. I think a lot of people agree that if the kids don't have phones staring at them while the teachers teaching, that might it does improve learning. There's been some evidence, but how to actually do this? If you leave it up to the schools to police it, that could cause more conflict. If they have to spend their own money to house these phones in a district office or in the classroom, that could cost a lot. Peoria did this, and they said it cost about $250,000 to put these holders in around the school. So teachers' unions don't want to, have an unfunded mandate, as they say, about how to impose it. And one thing that someone brought up that I didn't think about is that they might need some more clerical help if parents are, if they can't reach their students during the day with something, they're going to have to call the district office. They're going to have to field those calls, go to the classroom.
Yeah.
So,
Good point. Just
so some logistical things to work through. But I think, I for all of us, I think if we're not, when we're looking at our phone, we're not exactly paying 100% attention to what we're being told. No.
No way. Lately, developers around Chicago have been buying up vacant churches, and there's another one in Westtown that is going to be developed. Did they already tear this old church down?
No, they haven't torn it down, but there was a demolition permit applied for just recently. This is it's a Catholic church at 1315 West Ohio Street in Westtown, Santa Maria. It's been closed since 2021, and it's a somewhat similar story. It's an archdiocese church. They had consolidated it in 2021 into another one, left it open. Sometimes these churches will sit for 20, 30 years if they aren't turned into charter schools or something else. But this is in a neighborhood that's just so hot that I think they, Archdiocese got a bunch of bids on it. A developer purchased it. It was and wants to knock it down and turn it into six single family homes. In that neighborhood, single family homes go for over $1 million. So there's a market for it. But as you can imagine, preservationists are trying their best to have it some sort of adaptive reuse that doesn't result in demolition. It's a 1960 design, so it's a mid-century modern, you know, the sloping roofs and you know, kind of low slung a little bit. It's quite a striking church, as most of them are, but it looks like the alderman is somewhat opposed to it, but he's starting to make the signs that there might not be anything they can do to prevent this from the wrecking ball.
Sounds like it. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.